You want to know the horrible truth?
Winter is coming.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die.
If you think this has a happy ending, you haven't been paying attention.
I drink and I know things.
Make him shut up if they hear us.
Hush.
It's time for 30 Seconds on the Throne.
Jon Snow's big secret continues not to be much of a secret, and it finally gets back to Daenerys that Jon told Sansa, Bran, and Arya. Sansa told Tyrion, who told Varys. Dany feels pretty betrayed, so she sends Grey Worm to fetch Lord Varys to meet everyone on the beach for a luau, where she had her dragon cook Varys as the main course for treason. Dany tries to ignite the spark one last time between her and Jon. No luck. At this point, she's been rejected more times than I did in high school. Ready to attack, Tyrion asks that she show mercy if the bells of surrender ring at Westeros. The Hound and Arya show up and sneak into the castle, so does Jaime. To quote Shrek, Daenerys is a donkey on the edge. Riding her dragon, she takes out Euron Greyjoy and the Golden Company Navy, then the Scorpions on the Wall, then the Wall, then Cersei's army. The bells ring, but Dany goes right round the bend and continues to set fire to anything that moves. There's death, carnage everywhere. Cersei's stronghold, the Red Keep, begins to fall. She makes a run for it, while the Hound and his brother the Mountain have one final battle. They both plunge to their death. Jaime and Cersei meet in the basement of the Red Keep just in time for it to fall in on them. Arya nearly gets killed in the chaos of trying to get out of the city before Dany destroys everyone and everything. She finds a horse and rides away. By the way, Dany has green eyes, so the prophecy is still in play. Next week, it all ends.